Chapter 4. Raish came in, blowing on his hands. I'm all for deliberate variety in the weather. You don't want things under a dome to always be the same. Today, though, they made it just a little too cold and worked up a wind, besides. I think it's about time someone complained to weather control. I don't know that it's weather control's fault, said Selden. It's getting harder to control things in general. I know. Deterioration. Raish brushed his thick black moustache with the back of his hand. He did that often, as though he had never quite managed to get over the few months during which he had been moustacheless in Y. He had also put on a little weight around the middle, and overall had come to seem very comfortable and middle class. Even his dull accent had faded somewhat. He took off his light coverall and said, "And how's the old birthday boy?" Resenting it. Wait, my son. One of these days you'll be celebrating your 40th birthday. We'll see how funny you'll think that is." "Not as funny as 60." "Oh, stop joking," said Manella, who'd been chafing Raish's hands, trying to warm them. Selden spread his own hands. "We're doing the wrong thing, Raish. Your wife is of the opinion that all this talk about my turning 60 has sent little Wanda into a decline over the possibility of my dying." "Really?" said Raish. "That accounts for it, then. I stopped in to see her, and she told me at once, before I even had a chance to say a word, that she'd had a bad dream. Was it about your dying?" "Apparently," said Selden. "Well, she'll get over that. No way of stopping bad dreams." "I'm not dismissing it that easily," said Manella. "She's brooding over it, and that's not healthy. I'm going to get to the bottom of this." "As you say, Manella," said Raish agreeably. "You're my dear wife, and whatever you say about Wanda goes." And he brushed his moustache again. His dear wife. It hadn't been so easy to make her his dear wife. Raish remembered his mother's attitude toward the possibility. Talk about nightmares. It was he who had the periodic nightmares in which he had to face down the furious doors of Inabili once more.